that's something that we all strive to be, is somebody who is can be looked to both on and off the field as a role model, as someone who does it the right way. So that's a pretty high honor. I appreciate it.
We asked you stuff like this a lot, but today Rex Ryan said that he thought you were the best player in the NFL. What does it mean to you when someone like that says things like that about you?
Yeah, you know, it's extremely high praise, and I'm very, humbled by it. But I think it always means the most to hear compliments from guys who watch the film every single day, from guys who study the tape, who know what they're looking for, who watch every play. Because, like, you know, there's people out there that have a lot of opinions and things like that, but to hear from people who day-to-day know what they're looking for and actually watch all the plays, it means a lot.
JJ, as the season goes on, how much does building and rest, whether it's your sleep that you get or any time down that you can have, how much does that help you to be fresh for Sundays?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to make sure you take care of your body properly. And I think in this league, with as many games as you play and how physical the game is, you have to make sure that you do a great job of taking care of your body, from ice tubs to massages to everything that our training staff does. I mean, our training staff here is absolutely incredible. Those guys are some of the first ones here in the morning, last ones to leave. They do so much work. They barely get any time to themselves. Those guys are truly incredible. So they help us, and they're awesome.
JJ, Dwayne a few minutes ago talked about it's amazing watching the defense from his perspective on the offensive side doing what you guys have been doing. How do you feel like what the results you're getting on the defensive side is rubbing off on the entire team right now?
I think it's all I think our team in general is playing well together. You know, I don't think it's one side of the ball. I don't think it's one phase of the game. I mean, you look at what our offense did in the final drive of that game last game. I mean, to take the ball with, I think, 5 minutes, 45 seconds or something like that, and finish the game with the ball, that's incredible. And those are the type of things that help you win ball games in this league. And so they scored in the first drive of the first half, and I think the first drive of the second half last game. So anybody who's trying to give the credit to just the defense is sorely mistaken. Our team as a whole is playing well.
Is there what jumps out at you that's different in the locker room since you guys started wrestling?
A lot more smiles, that's for sure. I think that, you know, it's just winning can cure a whole lot of things, whether it's aches and pains that don't necessarily feel like aches and pains anymore, whether it's, you know, just the overall attitude and confidence, whether it's, you know, studying more. And it's just it's a much better place when you win. That's for darn sure in this league. But we also realize why we're in this situation, because of the work we put in. And, you know, people can try and look at it like it was some sort of overnight switch from 5 weeks ago, but it's really been a day-to-day process to make this happen, and it's going to continue to be a day-to-day process. So we just come out here every day, and we work hard to make sure that we continue this streak that we've been on, and I think we're doing a great job of that.
JJ, you're never lacking bounce in your step, but, okay, you hit December, you're on the road going into Buffalo. Weather's not going to be that bad, but, you know, it's just – is this kind of this is where the push begins now? This is what you play for, right?
I grew up in Wisconsin, so I'm looking forward to this weekend's weather. This is going to be good. I mean, if you lack bounce in your step going into December in the situation that we're in, then you're probably in the wrong profession. We're in a great situation where we get to go on the road into a great environment with great fans up in Buffalo, and we get to play a game that means a whole lot. And so we're very much looking forward to that opportunity. We're very excited about it, and we can't wait to get there.
When people,
I'm just seeing what happens. I kind of like it now. So it's pretty red, though. It's weird, but I don't know. I kind of like it, and it's been working. So
when people are double teaming you, and obviously scheming just to deal with you, and then you're able to get sacks or still be successful, is that even more satisfying to you as a player?
It is. It is. You know, I think that you always look at it like a challenge. If people are going to put two or three men on you to try and stop you, and then you still get there, that's always an accomplishment. It always feels good because you know that they're doing everything that they can. But it also helps open up other guys on your team, and that's what's very cool about it from my perspective is it's – that's fine. If you want to put a few guys on me, then we got other guys over here who will make plays, and then it's still not guaranteed to stop me either. So It's been fun. I enjoy the challenge, but if I would prefer just one, that would be my preference. But it does make it fun when you get there.
I mean, obviously, when you were younger, you were learning the game, but maybe people weren't looking out for you the way they are now. So is it harder now, or was it harder back then before you? I mean, I know that's kind of a weird thing, but
it's always difficult. It's always been difficult. This is the NFL. Everybody's a dang good player. So it's very difficult to get there. It continues to be difficult to get there from both a scheme and just a physical standpoint. But I love the challenge. That's why I'm here.
JJ, a lot's been said about Ron Darby and Marcus Peters as great rookie corners. But what have you seen from Kevin Johnson in a good corner in his own right?
Kevin's a very good player. He's a very active player. He's very smart. He's physical. He's come in here as a rookie, and if you just put on the film and you didn't tell anybody who he was or what number he was, I don't think he'd say that's a rookie. He's playing very good football. He's doing a great job for us, and he's going to be a good player for a while.
Thank you.
Thank you.